Welcome to the News Corp US Open podcast on the 8th of December 2025. European equities recovered from early weakness, with indices and US equity futures modestly firmer. The dollar index was flat, while the euro and kiwi held towards the top of the G10 pile amid global bond pressure following hawkish ECB remarks. Asia-Pac stocks were mixed as traders digested Chinese trade data and awaited key events. The ASX 200 was subdued, the Nikkei traded indecisively amid tensions with China, and the Hang Seng underperformed. China's Politburo reaffirmed that monetary policy will stay moderately loose to support growth. European stocks were mixed early on but turned marginally positive, with the Stoxx 600 up 0.1%. Industrials and tech led gains, while real estate and media lagged. US equity futures traded slightly higher, led by small cap outperformance. Focus was on US President Trump, who raised antitrust concerns over Netflix's $72 billion acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery, and said he would work it out when asked about restarting trade talks with Canada. In the FX space, the euro strengthened after ECB's Schnabel said she is comfortable on bets that the next move will be a hike, albeit not soon. German industrial output also surprised to the upside, lifting euro to 116.72 before easing. Cable remained below its 200 DMA amid political focus on reports that Tony Blair is exploring alternative Labour leadership options. The Aussie was subdued ahead of the RBA decision, while the Kiwi outperformed after Chinese export data surprised positively but imports disappointed. In fixed income, bonds were weaker across the board. Treasuries held a mild downside bias ahead of Wednesday's FOMC, where a 25 basis point cut is expected. German debt fell sharply after Schnabel's hawkish comments, with the 10-year yield rising to 2.83%, the highest since March. Gilts underperformed, pressured by political headlines and soft UK labour data. In commodities, crude benchmarks reversed Asia-Pac gains to trade below $60 per barrel for WTI and $63.5 per barrel for Brent, despite little fresh news. Gold inched higher toward $4,219 per ounce ahead of the Fed meeting, while copper hit a new record at $11,750 per tonne, following strong geopolitically. Netanyahu said Israel is close to the second phase of the Gaza plan, while Zelensky reported no breakthrough in Donbass peace talks. In Europe, Macron warned the EU could impose tariffs on China if trade imbalances persist, and Brussels is planning to extend its carbon border tax. Looking ahead, highlights include ECB's Cipollone, BOE's Taylor and Lombardelli, and supply from the US. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.